around me. What does it say in Romans chapter 8? It says, I've given you the power. I've given you the ability. The glory of God is on you, around you, in you. Amen. All of creation is what? Moaning, groaning for the manifestation for the sons of glory. Who are the sons of glory? Say, I am. So I want someone to just start playing very lightly, because I'm just going to bring this to an end. We really need to read the entire book of 1 John to get the full impact of John's revelation. But I think the point is clear. The anointing is directly related to abiding in relationship with God. Amen. Come on. Father God, we pray tonight that all of us in this room will start to receive insight, understanding, revelation. In Jesus' name. We're going to do this quickly tonight. I want all those people on that side, all of the people sitting on that side of the building, I want you to make a line against that wall and come straight down here. And I want you to walk up. I'm going to pray for you, and I want you to sit down quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Come quickly. When I lay hands on you, you go back and go and sit down. Quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Impartation. Supernatural impartation. Father God, awaken. Awaken the call. For you and your wife, I just sense like a trumpet call. God blowing a trumpet over you. There's a trumpet call. And I feel the Lord say, awaken. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? Are you married? Not yet. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the Lord saying it's time to wade into the deep. It's time to wade into the deep. It's time to step into the deep. It's time to knock on heaven's door. It's time to get in with God. It's time to get real with God. Because of the leadership anointing on your life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. God wants to become alive and real to you. God doesn't want to just be out there somewhere. God says, I want to be so real to you. I want you to feel my breath. That's what I feel for you. Because are you guys together? I just feel that there's such a prophetic thing coming on your life. There's like this prophetic sense, dreams and visions. God wants to start to provoke you. I really feel that. It's like God's going to start to provoke you. You're going to start to feel unsettled. And God's going to start to stir things in your spirit. I'm telling you. It's going to start to happen in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. More than enough. Impartation. Everything that you felt. Everything that you've sensed. Everything that you guys have talked about. Coming alive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Healing. Look at me. I see healing. Restoration. God restoring what the enemies try to steal and rob. In Jesus' name. Let me tell you right now, brother, God's not against you. He's for you. And the enemy wants you to think God's against you. God is not against you. He loves you. And God says, I'm going to start to do things in the sphere or in this area of lack right now, where you're just seeing things just break away and just melt away that you thought was secure. And God says, I'm going to restore you. Am I speaking to you, my brother? This is a time of healing for you. What's your name? A time of understanding. It's like I see a big clock and God giving you the understanding of the time. Amen? Come on. And I felt the Lord say, I'm going to give him back 2 years of his life. It's like 2 years, God says, I'm going to restore back to you 2 years that the enemy tried to steal and rob from you. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you that your word is that your giftings are irrevocable. We thank you, Lord, that you love. Thank you, Lord, that you restore. Thank you, Lord, tonight that you restore this man. I speak to his mind. I speak, Lord, to every area at a cellular level in the name of Jesus. And say your mind, your brain, and everything that's going on in your life will come back into a place of restoration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Whoa! on time, no problems, but a supernatural delivery with a supernatural testimony in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Activate everything in her life. Activate, activate, activate. Stir up. Don't be so quick. Stir up. Wait on the Lord. God wants to show you things. God wants to impregnate you. God wants to put things in your spirit. God wants to stir you up. Thank you, Jesus. Father, activate. Move on their lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for more than enough. Thank you, Jesus. More than enough. More than enough. More. More, 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 more. In Jesus' name. More. More than enough. You guys married? Hallelujah. Yeah, that's it. That proves it right there. But last time I saw you, you weren't married. Wow, things happen quickly in the West. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What's your name? Caleb. Whoa. You know, Caleb never forgot the promises of God. You've got to have to go and dig out some of the promises that God's given you over the years. And God says, I'm going to start to reveal myself. You've got to find some of the prophetic words that were spoken over your life, and you've got to breathe life back into them again. Amen? Because there's so much mission on you. Thank you, Jesus. Come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there's so much favor on your life. Not just because you're the pastor's daughter. I mean, that helps you a lot. But there's favor on you. And I just feel that you need to have some discussions with God and say, God, I thank you for this. And sit down in your room and start creating this place of favor and a place of just asking God. It's like this Esther anointing's on you. It's like an Esther anointing on all of Alaska. And I just see you like an Esther, and how God's going to show you things and reveal things to you, even at this age. I'm telling you, there's a wisdom that you're about to walk in. Thank you, Jesus. I just saw a crazy picture. I saw you on a trampoline. And you were jumping on a trampoline, but you were only going like this high. Bing, bing. And then suddenly, that just went. Shoo. And God says, you're about to take, you hold my hand. You're about to take great leaps of faith that is going to break the boundaries that have tried to set you in place. The enemy's trying to set you in place. The enemy's trying to say, no, you can't go higher. You can't dream bigger. You can't sing. You can't. And I just feel like this restriction is lifting. Come on, come on. Even tonight. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, say, I'm anointed. I'm anointed. For such a time as this. I receive my anointing. I receive my identity. In Jesus' name. Come on, you've got to breathe. You've been holding your breath for so long. And God says, you need to come to the surface and breathe. And just your breath is going to change the scenario. Thank you, Jesus. I want to tell you something. It's like you don't fully understand what you represent to the kingdom. You're like the cupbearer. You're like Nehemiah, Mr. and Mrs. Nehemiah. And wherever you go, it's like, how many of you know Nehemiah didn't even live in the city? He didn't live in Jerusalem. He was in another man's kingdom, King Azarias. He hears about Jerusalem, comes, gets on a donkey, rides around the donkey. He's a cupbearer, and God says, this week I'm going to make you a contractor. And I'm going to show you the cities and the hearts. Cities are hearts of people that are laying in ruins. And I'm going to show you how you could speak life into the ruins of people. Yeah, it's so strong. And you know what took 146 years, Lorelai and Jay, took 52 days. You can go and read the story. But God gave them favor with an ungodly king that gave them all resources. And I just sense there's such a strong redemptive anointing on you to heal people and bring them out of captivity into their place of productivity. And that's what you carry. Both of you carry it on your life. In Jesus' name, just receive it. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Amen. Come on. Let me just say this. There's nothing too big for God. And many times, this is what you say. It's too good to be true. For yourself. And I feel tonight God saying, I'm going to change that. And I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. You're not going to go to empty wells anymore. You're not going to go to places where you've set something in your mind and your heart to do. And when you've got there, there's like barrenness. And God says tonight, I'm going to break barrenness off you. And I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. And the way you meet with God is phenomenal. I've watched you. You're literally dancing in His palace. And because of that, it's like when the king said to Esther, you can pick anything you want. She just picked what God said she needed to. And she put on her royal robes. And I see you putting on your royal robes. And I see you stepping to this place of great authority and destiny. Yeah. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Everybody around you is getting blessed and you just love it. You celebrate everybody else's blessing. It's now time you get blessed.
Yeah. Amen.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just receive it. Receive. 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 Receive it. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Even the little things that you so desired, even the things that you wanted to have for your kids or your family for Christmas, even the things, it's like there's things that you actually, it's like you value other things and other people. And God says the way you valued is the way I'm going to value you. Boy, God's putting you, setting you in place. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? Whoa. Where have you been all my life? You need to show up. You come to this church? You go in the valley mostly. You come here too. No, you've got to change that, honey. You either come here or you go there. You can't be vacillating between the two. You can't go to McDonald's and Hungry Jack's at the same time. You've got to find your fit. And I'll tell you why. It's important for him to be discipled in the house where you planted. Otherwise, he'll never be discipled. You'll never be discipled. Because who's discipling you? This pastor or that pastor? Do you understand? So I'm just telling you what I'm feeling. Because he's in a season of his life where he needs to be discipled. Because of the leadership that he's carrying. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on. God wants you to grow. It's like, can you imagine if you had an orchard and I came in there and I dug up your orchard. And I planted your fig tree in my garden for a week. And then I came and dug it out and planted it in your garden for a week. And we did that for a year. You know what? That little fig tree will never bear any fruit. And you are so ready in this season to see breakthrough. And you've been so faithful. So tonight I just pray that God will show you that you will hear the word of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? You know, you can do anything you want. You have a purpose and a calling, Sean. You have a purpose and a calling. You've got to get that in your spirit. Put your hand open, hold your hand open, and lay it on your tummy. Because out of the inmost parts of your bowels will come living water. And I just see like this jet of water coming out of your mouth. And suddenly the power of God is going to start to come inside of you. And the more you experience God, the more people will start to see that this young man carries something that's a little different. It's like the enemy's got you hiding. And God says, I'm bringing you out of hiding. And I'm going to bring you into this place where you're going to operate at a level of faith and boldness that you never thought was possible. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Greater levels, greater anointing, a consistency that is proven to be gold. Come on, you guys have been so consistent, both of you, hold hands. You guys have been so consistent. Do you know how to hold hands still? It's like the, You hold my hand. I hold, hey, what's happening? Just, you guys are so sweet. Look at me for a second. Consistency. Faithfulness gets God's attention. And right now, you have God's attention. And you can go to the courts of heaven. And I believe that you're in a season where you're going to be sitting in the courts of heaven. And you're going to hear the petitions read off in the courts of heaven. And you have already found favor with the judge. Come on. The answers you need have already been given. So you just have to be sitting there and say, I know what the answer's going to be. Courts of heaven stuff. And God says, I'm recapturing. I'm restoring. I'm reestablishing. I'm building. I'm healing. I'm covering. I'm protecting. Every one of your families. In Jesus' name. You're not going to feel like, man, we're just spinning our wheels here. God says, no, those days are over. You've come through a valley, but you're about to sit on the summit of my promises for you. Thank you, Jesus. Activate. Activate the prayer anointing. Activate the prayer anointing. Activate the seer anointing. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? You're not going back to Egypt. You're not going back to that place of feeling overwhelmed. God's going to release you into a greater dimension of what God has. He says, I'm literally going to change your thinking process. God's going to heal you and change your thinking process. Are you born again? Then you're a son of the King. And you, God says, I'm putting a new ring on your finger. And I'm calling you son. And I'm bringing you into a place of confidence and courage. And I bind every word of the devil that he tries to speak in your ears. I cut that voice off and we establish the voice of God. Is this your son? Your son? You're going to see something happen in his life that's going to be absolutely amazing. Now in Jesus' name. You're not going to see him slide back into Egypt. You're going to see him rise up into the purposes of God. Amen. Come on. Because you've been waiting on God for years. And you've blamed yourself. And you've walked in the burden for his life. And God says, I'm setting you free from that. That's not your bondage or your bundle to carry. That's Jesus' stuff to carry. Amen. So you can start to rise up and have this new buoyancy of faith in the season that's coming. Amen. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Activate in this young man's life everything that he needs. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Restoration. I see God. What's your name? Helen. I see God doing CPR on your family tree. Reestablishing your family tree. In Jesus' name. Come on. You've been carrying all this stuff. And it's like God says the days that you were betrayed, the days that you were taken advantage of, the days people lied to you, people took things from you that did not belong to them, they took it anyway. And God says, I'm reestablishing you in this land, on this land, like never before. Thank you, Lord. Keep on praying. Keep on interceding. Keep on prophesying. You and your husband make a more formidable. Formidable force. Come stand next to your wife. Formidable force. And God is going to start to bring things. I just see like tiny threads. God says, I'm establishing and healing the small things that you thought could not be healed. Amen. And you will not forfeit anything. And I don't know why I'm saying this to you, but God can trust a man with a limp. Because you have a couple. Because you've been through the wilderness, the tests, the trials. But you've come out on the other side not wanting. God has established you. And I really feel like this year is going to be the year of reestablishment. Reaffirming. Amen? Recommissioning. In Jesus' name. Come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What's your name? I think I prophesied to you the other day. Megan. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just get in with God. Stay in a place of intimacy with Him. Stay in that place of intimacy. Stay in that place of just allowing God to form. You know what I saw? I saw like a big balloon. And it was like a little bit deflated. And I just saw God inflating it. And that's what I see God doing. He's inflating you. He's building you on the inside. I just see the season of journaling and writing and speaking and hearing the voice of God so clearly in the season. Amen. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so when you walked up, I felt the Lord say that she can see in the spirit. You sense things. And it's like God's going to start to show you how to actually define His voice and to recognize God's voice and to use the word of the Lord in times where you feel overwhelmed. Amen? Because you're a woman of joy. You're a woman of joy. I just felt the Lord said, what is your name? Melon? Marilyn? Madeline? Is it Madeline? Madeline. You know what that means? Prayer warrior. Whoa. Come on, just start to draw some things on the canvas that God's given you. Amen. Come on. Thank you, Lord. You so desire the purposes of God. You so desire to run in your lane. You have the stamina of a long distance runner. And God says, I'm going to fulfill these dreams in your life and you are going to see the lives of people around you come to life. Good. Amen? Come. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name?
Alex.
Alex. You're very strong, you know. I would hate to debate you. Because you're very strong. You've got this strong character. And I feel the Lord is saying that you've got to move into this place where you start to recognize on your life the strength and the ability and the boldness. You're actually very bold. And so, Lord, I just thank you tonight that you just stir this young woman up in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord. What's your name? Trevor, I'm telling you, anointed of God. Anointed of God. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? Corey? Hallelujah. We're just going to hang for a couple of seconds. Is that okay? Let's just hang here a little bit. Father God, we just thank you for Corey. And Lord, we thank you that I just see God going deep in your spirit and rooting some things out that has unfortunately started to grow on the inside there. God says, I'm rooting it out so that I can bring in my glory, my power, my ability, and my joy in this season. Amen. Come on. I remember you years ago. You were a younger man. You were younger, smaller, a little shorter, but you were a guy full of joy. And the enemy started to come and steal your joy. And God says, I'm going to replace whatever you're feeling with great joy. And I saw you picking up like a guitar, an old guitar, and I just saw you started to play. And as you started to play, it's like all these different tunes and melodies came out of your spirit. Amen? Come on. This is going to be a season for healing for you. But you've got to make the adjustments in your heart. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. You feel better?
Oh, yeah.
You feel good? You feel amazing. Okay, Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for the freedom, the life, the peace. Lord, I thank you that you're setting some things. I just see like a fire burning in your belly, like a fire of God. Are you married?
Yeah.
Have you had any children? Two. I don't know if it's another child, but I just see like the sense of motherhood, the sense of protectiveness, the sense of responsibility. It's like I just can't find a word. It's almost like God saying, I'm giving you such an authority in this season, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Divine assignments. Divine assignments. What's your name? Divine assignments. Supernatural assignments in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just thank you. Are you guys together? I gave him a word this morning, and he was just absolutely overcome. Did he share that with you? And I just feel that's what you guys are. You're like an umbrella. You have this amazing effect on people's lives. And so you're going to start to see people that were so full on for God start that walked away because of fear, doubt, unbelief, disappointments, hurt, whatever it was, that they were coming back. Amen? Amen? So Father, we just thank you tonight for restoration, for peace. Lord, that will there be no condemnation, but restoration in Jesus' name. I see God giving you a heart of flesh. There was a time in your life that you had a heart of stone because you had to protect yourself. But God says you don't have to protect yourself anymore. It's okay. Just let God heal. Just hold this. Come here. Thank you, Jesus. Put your arms around me. Thank you. No, don't break my back. Just hold me, brother. You need to get healed. You need to know what it is to be loved by a father. God says, I'm loving you tonight. You've tried your best. But God says, I'm restoring you. I'm taking away the blemishes, the hurts, the scars, the wounds, the scabs. And I'm replacing it with my joy, my peace. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hi. What's your name? Wes and?
Roxana.
You guys have got such a beautiful spirit on you. Beautiful heart. And many people will come in and get healed. I just see people are sitting at your feet getting healed. You're coming into a divine destiny of ministry. And it's going to be such a ministry that's going to be hallmarked by compassion. I'm telling you. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I would love to sit down with you and find out your history because there's like a pioneering anointing on you. Are you like homesteaders? Always wanted to be. There's nothing wrong to be like a wannabe homesteader. But I just see like a pioneering anointing on you. Like you're interested in everybody, that you're interested in the stuff that people don't want. It's like you'll walk along the beach and you'll find something and pick it up and say, I love this. And you, and your husband and your friends will say, that's rubbish. And you'll say, no, I like this. And that's, your heart is like that towards people. And I want to tell you, it's so amazing to see and meet people that have a heart to see people established. You celebrate other people's victories. But God says, I'm going to celebrate yours. You're coming into a season of great victory, great rest, and great peace. And even the stuff that you've had to deal with in your physical body, God says, this is going to be a week of supernatural healing for you. Amen? Supernatural. And you're going to try and find the pain, and you won't find it. Amen? You're going to start, you'll go to the doctor, and they'll say, and they'll have all these excuses under the sun, because God is going to start to do a work in your physical body. Amen?
Amen.
On both of you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. What's your name? I just want to say, Elizabeth, you have an amazing... Are you guys together?
Not quite. Almost.
Okay, you still stay where you are. Thank you, Jesus. You have an amazing teaching gift. And you're called to nations. So do you realize that you're going to have to, like, go with her. So don't get too comfortable in your nest. Because there's nations on you. There's, like, this global call. There's, like, this justice call on you. A spirit of justice. A spirit of like an advocate for stuff. Amen? So, Father, we just thank you. Wow, and there's such an anointing here. Wow, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I actually feel that you may actually be like a protector to her. She's very strong, you know. But I just sense like you carry this grace on you. This deep grace, this deep affection for God that's actually going to be good. Amen? So, Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Jesus. The purposes of God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're like the all-time beast. Whose child is this? Yeah, maybe you should put their all-time angel. Amen? Because he's a good boy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the worship gift, the music gift, the compassion that he carries to see other people blessed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you. You must really eat a lot. To stay like in this shape, you probably eat a whole bunch. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. I almost didn't recognize you. I do have a Captain American shirt at home. I'll bring it tomorrow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. But let me just say this to you, my brother. I felt the Lord say, tell him I can trust him. Tell him I've not forgotten. Tell him that I know his heart and his desires. Tell him that I know his struggles. You see, God knows everything. And I want to tell you that just keep on running in your lane. And let me tell you, you will never outrun God. Amen. He's with you always. Amen. Amen. So, Father, we just thank you for that 2020 becoming a year. I see God, 2020 is going to be a defining year for you. Yeah. A supernatural defining year. God is going to define your purpose, your destiny, your gifting. You thought it was trades. God says, no, it's ministry. You thought it was this. God says it was that. It's not like you're in the wrong place. It's just like a season of preparation. But the day's coming that you'll be in full-time ministry. And you'll preach the word with such accuracy and with such power that thousands will come into the kingdom. You're just in the valley looking after Papa Sheep at the moment. But the day's coming that God's going to bring you into the house. Amen? Amen? Come on. Right now, it's pickup trucks and money. But the day's coming that you're going to give that away for the anointing and the mantle and the purposes of God. I'm telling you, your son will be in full-time ministry. You'll literally get into your shoes and preach the gospel. That's what's on your life. That's what, there's too much of a genealogy here for you not to be in full-time ministry. And tonight I'm prophesying and decreeing full-time ministry on you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You see, the Bible says, well, let me just say it the way I see it, that you have never ever become satisfied with a half-full glass. You've said, God, it's either going to be full and we want everything or we don't want it at all. And because of that, God is going to continuously pour and pour and pour into your lives. And I felt the Lord say that you're not to compare yourself any longer to anybody else. No more comparisons. No more feeling that you can't step up. No more feeling that you have to do all these different things that people have to recognize. No, God says, I've recognized you. You have my affection and you have my attention. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You remind me of a blacksmith, but then also a shoe cobbler. You know what a cobbler is? A shoe cobbler. It's somebody that, not a peach cobbler. a shoe cobbler, somebody that takes a piece of leather, lays it out, and then makes shoes. And it's like, I see you placing the heart of God, it's like the skin over people's hearts, and you're making the most amazing things out of hurt and pain and all these things. It's like you create the opposite spirit of what people are experiencing. Amen. Come on. So Father, tonight in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for what she carries. I thank you, Lord, that she's a bearer of good news. She's a bearer of the supernatural. She's a carrier of the supernatural. God, she creates ecosystems. Wherever she goes, she creates seasons and places of healing and restoration in Jesus' name. You're going to experience some defining moments in your ministry. And I saw a tent that God says, I'm going to bring the tent to the left and to the right. I'm going to expand the tent. I'm going to stretch the tent pegs. Because you have been leaning into God. You've been leaning into the purposes of God. There's nothing that satisfies you more than the presence of the King. And you know, not going to have to sacrifice another thing for that. In Jesus' name. Not time, not money, not people, not family. You're not going to have to sacrifice anymore. Because God says, I've seen how many Isaacs you have laid down. When God said to you, lay down the Isaac, you didn't kill it. Come on. You've had to lay down a lot of stuff, sister. But God says, be prepared, for this is going to be a season of great exploits, great breakthroughs, great joy. Yes, there will be a little bit of resistance, but you know how to deal with that. So, Father, we thank you for this amazing time, this appointed time. God, there's an appointed time for us to see and to hear from our King. So, Father, we just thank you that as she walks, I see God touching your husband even tonight and touching his body and even the pain and the stuff that he's been battling with. God, I thank you right tonight, Lord, that he will see the power. He will sense the healing of God. Thank you, Lord. People have confused his meekness with weakness. And God says he's not a weak man. He's a meek man. And God says because he's a meek man, I'm going to cause him to go in and possess the land in the name of Jesus. And I saw generals walking into his office and men with great stars, like 4 or 5 stars. How many stars can you get? 4. Well, I just gave them 5. And God said, generals will sit down in your office and men will pour out their heart. And I see whole platoons coming into your church and getting healed and getting restored. I don't know what you guys have to do with the military, but I saw people getting healed with their uniform on. People laying down on the floor getting healed in Jesus' name. Because God can trust you because of the meekness that you and your husband has walked in Jesus' name. Come, quickly. Come in that row as well. Come, quickly. Come, all those people, come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know that you actually determine your own destiny. You determine by the words you speak. And the Lord says, from this day, you will eat the fruit of your mouth. Because you've learned how to speak life. You've learned how to sow life. You've learned how to release life. And God says, as you release life, so you will live off the fruit of your mouth in this season. And the fruit of your mouth will multiply and bring forth great blessing and great favor to you. And the Lord says, son, know this, that I'm going to hide you under the mantle of my authority. I'm going to hide you like I hid Joseph, like I hid Daniel, like I hid these men of God. So I'm going to hide you and I'm going to prepare you so that you understand the voice and the mantle you carry is not just a local voice. It's a global voice. It's a regional voice that I'm expanding. Yes, you may be in a season of preparation, and even sometimes you feel like an apprentice, but God says the time will come that I will release you as the man that will stand on his own platform amongst his own people, not because you have desired it, but because you allowed God to take you through that time, and that it wasn't premature. It wasn't a premature thing, but you took your time, and you allowed God to test you, and you allowed God to put the fire of God in you. You allowed the gold to be formed. You allowed this thing to be formed. perform correctly. And that's why God will use you in the appointed season and the appointed time. But hear me well, my son, the Lord says, it's not just a local, but it's a global calling. It's a regional calling. It's an international calling. And God says, when you leave and you go and come back, you will know what I'm speaking about. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the supernatural. Thank you for the faithfulness of your saints. What is your name? You've been so faithful. Faithful, 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 faithful. And now God says, fruitful, fruitful, fruitful. And the things that you have waited for, the things that you've prayed for, the things that you've waited, it's almost like I see you in this chair praying and interceding. You will start to see those things start to be released over your life and over the people that you've prayed for in this generation. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Just come. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? Martha. Hallelujah. I'm sure many people told you about Mary and Martha. Marty. Father, we thank you for this precious woman. You know what I'm going to pray for you tonight? I'm going to pray healing. Strength. Vitality to come back on your body. Because God wants to give you that. God wants to give you rest. In Jesus' name, just receive it. Supernatural rest. Healing. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? Carla. Healing. Not just physical, but emotional healing. Seasons where you just felt like, Lord, I don't even feel like I'm me anymore. But yet you're such a woman of tremendous authority. You're a woman of tremendous grace. You know how to pray. But the Lord is saying, I don't know what is going on, but I felt the Lord touching your heart, your physical heart tonight. Healing you. Restoring you. Amen. Come on, I want to lay hands on you before you leave. Jesus' name. Jesus' name, supernatural, the rest of God, the peace of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come, just move up here a little bit. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. You know what God said to Abraham? He said, Abraham, I want you to go and count the stars in the sky. I believe God's saying that to you and Scott. And I'm going to start to give you generations, peoples, cultures, opportunities. Because sometimes you can even feel stuck. And I just see God saying, you'll never feel stuck. You'll never feel inadequate. Because I'm going to start to move you in this realm of the supernatural. And you're going to start to realize how massive God's realm of the supernatural is. Amen. Come on, you guys have been, you've been so patient, you've abided your time, you've been diligent, you've been faithful, and suddenly, I just feel the word says, God says, suddenly, I'm going to start to show you, I'm going to start to reveal things to you that you have been asking for in this season. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. What's your name? Rosalind? And it's like, I just feel the Lord is saying, you can tape it. Take your time. Is it taping? You sure? Because I wanted you to hear this word. Because I feel the Lord saying, you may have thought you made the wrong decision. But God says you've made the right decision. For I'm planting you in the state. And I'm restoring. And I'm giving. And I'm opening up the windows of heaven. And you'll feel like a local. So I don't know where you've come from. You've come from somewhere. Delaware? That even sound nice. Alaska's easier to roll off the tongue. And I just see like this whole structure coming alive. Your emotions, your heart, your trust. It's like this is going to be a season where God is going to restore things back to you. Amen? And you're going to build again. And you're going to see again. It's almost like you're going to run in your lane again. Amen? So you made the right decision. Thank you, Jesus. supernatural. Keep on instructing. Keep on speaking the word. Keep on declaring. Keep on praying. Keep on allowing God to operate through your spirit. Amen? Come on. Because when you operate like that, you're actually becoming like a conductor for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Jesus. You got an amazing word the other night. Was it you I spoke to? That was amazing. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Are you guys together? Your sister. Oh, I met you the other day at Real Life Church. Church on the Rock. I'm sorry. And I remember the whole family came out. Thank you, Jesus. And I said to you something about restoration and reconciliation or something. And I just see this whole thing just, it's almost like it's just embedded in your spirit. It's like, a piece of glass that's gone in your heart. And God says, I'm just going to take care of it. Amen. You've got to just let it go. You've got to release it. Like, you know, sometimes we hold these balloons like, you know, balloons filled with hydrogen. You've just got to go like this. Just do that. Like a prophetic act. Just go, pip. I'm releasing it. God, you deal with it. I can't deal with it. Amen. So, Father, I just pray for supernatural peace. Supernatural peace. Supernatural peace. Supernatural peace, supernatural provision, supernatural insight. I don't know why I'm saying this to you, but it's like the enemy is trying to distort your hearing. The things you hear is being distorted. And God says you're going to start to hear crystal clear words. It's going to help you to start to discern. Did I really hear that? Yes. It's going to be a wow moment for you. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Man, you've been knocking on heaven's door. Thank you, Jesus. Do you go to Church on the Rock?
Yes, sir.
That's an amazing environment. And in this season, I believe God is imputing things into you. It's like He's found a vessel and He's filling this vessel with pure gold. Just because you don't jump around and run around like a mad thing, people think, well, He's... No, there's a preparation time coming in. And when you open your mouth and I see how you release the word, it's going to be like gold, not bronze, because there's a lot of bronze words floating around, words that are like lead, but gold is different. It goes through a totally different process than lead. Lead can never withstand what gold goes through. So Father, we just thank you for what He's allowed you to do in Him and through Him in this season. And Father, I thank you that He'll see the results sooner than later.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Do you play the piano? You used to. Well, you go home tonight and say, I need to play the piano again. Because I saw you worshiping from a place of tremendous authority behind a keyboard. So maybe it's a keyboard you need, not a piano. Pianos are boring, I think, but keyboards are pretty cool. Amen?
Amen.
Is this your mom? And this your dad?
Yes.
Say, Dad, I need a keyboard. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You guys have been so faithful. Waited on the Lord.
Yes.
And some things never happened when you thought they were happening. And God says, I did not forget. I am going to restore the time and the day and the giftings, the things that you so desperately needed at that time. And it's almost like passed you by. It's like other people got it. And God says, no, I'm going to reverse the clock on this thing. See, God's redemptive. And I feel that you're coming into a season of redemption. God's going to redeem you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Boy, you must be so proud of all these preachers and grandkids. And amen. What an amazing legacy you have. Man, I just want to honor you. It's just an honor just to be able to pray for you tonight. And how you've stood against all odds. Didn't lose your faith. Didn't lose your joy. You could have. But you just stood firm and said, Lord, I'm just going to serve you and love you. And I just pray, Father, Lord, that you would touch her, that you would give her a long life, a blessed life, an honorable life, a noble life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say this. Do not get distracted by the voice or the noise of things that aren't released by the Lord. I just feel that sometimes you guys are so faithful to do. You're so faithful to be right on the rock face. But many times the enemy will come and he try to do it with many, many men of God. And it's like God says, you're an apostle. And men may not recognize that. But they will. Because when you speak and when you declare and when you prophesy, that people will hear a distinct sound. There's a distinct sound that you carry. And so, but I want to say this. When you walked up, I just felt the Lord say, tell them there may be words or in the past or in the present, but there's almost like these voices, you've got to cut them off. And you've got to hear the voice of the Lord, because I don't believe, without a shadow of a doubt, I don't believe that you've fulfilled your destiny yet. It's still far from being fulfilled. And I believe 2020 is going to be the year of double-double. Double recompense for you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Boy, you've got a big family. Thank you. Is this all your family? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Are you a part of this family? Thank you, Jesus. What an amazing family. Thank you, Jesus. Your quiver is full. It's like, don't even talk about nothing much. Just, we watch a lot of TV. Listen to me. Every one of you are ordained and destined to do great exploits. Every one of you. And every one of you, when I look around you, it's like, I see like the disciples. I see like Peter's and John's and James. And you've even got a dreamer. Dreamer. Evangelist. Who's the prophet? The prophet. Isaiah the prophet. And David. Who's like the teacher? Who's got all his ducks in a row? This dude. All his ducks. You go into his room, it's clean. Well, does that seldom happen? But Father, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord. Listen to me. Just I want you to look at me. You carry a key in your hand, both of you. In actual fact, just do this with your hand. Your fingers are keys. And you're going to start to step into this area where you're going to start opening doors and getting people into their purpose and their destiny through prophetic unction. A lot of the stuff you do as a couple is prophetic. Sometimes you shake your head and thought, how did we do that? Because it's prophetic. It's inspired by the supernatural. And you're coming into a season of great inspiration in Jesus' name. Okay? Amen. Let's go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hey, there's the 14-year-old that was 16. Thank you, Jesus. Step into the purposes that God has for you. Step into the purposes. I speak supernatural activation tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the purposes and plans. What's your name?
John.
John and?
Yeah.
Missions? I just see missions. All over you. Destinies and missions. You need to start to sit down with God and say, God, how do I actually administrate what I'm carrying for people? Because sometimes there's been a little bit of a tug of war. Amen? And God is activating some things on you afresh in 2020. Thank you, Jesus. Capacity. Just hold hands. I see a great capacity. A great capacity. New things. Fresh things for you, brother. God's hands on you. God's hand is on you. He's around you. He's in you. And God says, I'm giving you a capacity to... It's almost like you're like Caleb. You said, where's my mountain? You haven't forgotten the promises. You've got to go back and breathe life over some of the prophetic words you've received in the past. Amen? Come on. And so, Father, we just thank you for supernatural capacities. Supernatural capacity in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You all together? Father God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. This is the word I have for you. I have a word, and that was you the other night. And so I just want to say this to you again. I saw God rolling rocks out of your path. Like just making a, like clearing the road. And nothing is going to bog you down. God's going to lift you up, and there's like this new vibrancy coming on you. Amen? Come on, you've got to start to speak it. You've got to start to say, God, I'm going to dance when nobody expects me to. I'm going to laugh when everybody expects me to weep. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to start operating in the opposite spirit of what the enemy wants me to operate in. And then I felt the Lord say, you need to sing a new song. You need to sit down and compile some music. Amen? Come on. You've got some songs down there. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you touch her and minister to her. Father, I pray that this winter becomes a spring in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are an extraordinary, supernatural blend and mix of God's affections. Don't ask me to say that again. You are a blend and a mix of God's supernatural affection. This little guy is so affectionate. She is so affectionate. He is so affectionate. You guys walk in this like world of affection. You are infective. Infection. Infective? What's the word? Infectious. Your affection, your compassion is just, everybody can get it. It's like measles. Amen? And it's like, I just see your house growing. This is not it. There's some little more ones coming. Just wait for the virus to end. Not a good idea to go to the Far East. Hello? Because you guys are ready, and they are ready. She is so ready. He is like, I'm ready. I want to go places, mom and dad. So next time you go, you need to take him with. Amen? Come on. He's taller than you. Come on. He's a big lad now. So Father, we just thank you for the grace, the purpose, the plans, the wisdom of God, the peace of God, the peace of God. You're going to see these kids become such great, amazing men and women of God. You're going to see them arise and become seers and speakers and prophets and worshipers in Jesus' name. Amen? Listen, just one more thing before you walk off. You need to pray about the property you want. There's a property that God wants to bless you with. Amen? Just thought I'd tell you. Whoa! Government on you. So you're drinking tea with the presidents and the governors and everybody. Amen? Come on, it's on you. It's like this government thing on you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What's your name? You are so awesome. You're an amazing woman. You have a gift that's absolutely supernatural. You are so valued by the King. Just lay hands on your tummy. Father, we thank you for the most supernatural, extraordinary miracles that she will see. God, I thank you in this season that she will. I see like wings coming out of you. And it's not like sparrow wings. I see like eagle wings. You're very special to the Lord, I'm telling you. Very special. Oh, about the drawing. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Anointed of God. Anointed of God. Anointed of God. Anointed of God. Come on, you look all fragile and all feminine, but you're really bold. You're like a little spitfire. And God wants to put, you need to put that prophetic word in your mouth. You need to start speaking the word of the Lord. You need to start singing and dancing. Come on. That's what you're carrying. You have this creative anointing on you. Just say this with me. I can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens me. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We're nearly there. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? Is this all your family? When I saw you guys today, I'm thinking, man, they are too young even to have a baby. Well, what's your name? And? Benjamin. And? Man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is like your professor. He's got like this mind. He wants to explore everything and take things apart. This is your compassionate guy. He just wants to invent. If he could, he would like adopt all the runaway kids and the animals and the mice. And the. This is what he has. He has a compassion on him. And this little girl will tell you the truth. She's your prophet. I'm telling you. So, Father, we just thank you for this family. We thank you, Lord, for the divine appointments, divine doors. Lord, I thank you for this man's leadership ability. You are an amazing leader. You are an Abraham. You know how to lead. Sometimes he feels a little agitated because it takes you for a long time before you make any decisions. But it's good. Amen? So you know you've got like a pastoral apostle in your house, but you've got like a prophet evangelist in your house. Amen? So she likes everything hot and fiery, and you like everything cool, calm, and collected. So Father, we just thank you for this precious couple in Jesus' name. I feel the word for you this year is to break out. You've got to break out and say, God, we want to experience the stuff that you felt in your spirit. The things that you, I just saw that God was going to give you like this ability to deal with medical stuff. And you're going to say, God, I want to see people raised from the dead. I want to see people healed. I want to see people come out of deathbeds and out of hospitals. That's what you carry. In Jesus' name. Amen. Are you in the medical field? Man, you make a good doctor, I'm telling you. So, Father, we just thank you for them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. What's your name? Joy. Father, we just thank you. Joy, the only word I have for you, just a little word, you will not be moved. I just see like a pillar planted, and you will not be moved. Amen? It's very constant. It's like you're not open to gimmicks. You want to see the real deal. Amen? So I just feel you're coming into a season where God's going to start to show you the gimmicks and the real deal. Gimmicks and the real deal. And you're going to start to speak into those things. Amen? Because what I saw last night was a lot of authority in your life. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Are these all your children? Oh, there's... Okay. Whoa! Is that all your kids? Three kids? Thank you, Jesus. I'm not saying anything. He said it, not me. So, Father, because normally God will show me stuff about... I mean, I've seen over 180 women that were barren have children. So, I mean, I'm not afraid to speak about that. But I just feel that you guys are in the right place. This is a good season for you. This is a season. It's like to like come out of that place of... It's like I feel you molting. You know when the bird just loses all its feathers and then suddenly this whole new lot of feathers, and I just feel that you're growing new feathers. You're growing this new crown of feathers, this amazing time of just reestablishing yourself and just getting rooted in. And the thing that you felt in your life for a long time, am I or am I not? Yes, we know that you're a pilot, but I just see also this amazing capacity in you to carry ministry. Both of you. To carry this ability to minister and to speak into the lives of people. Amen? Come on, don't be afraid. You carry such an amazing seer anointing. Seers can, that's why they're called seers. Because they can see and they can speak. And sometimes you see, but you don't speak. And God says, I'm going to bring you into a season of great boldness. Amen? There's such an excellence on you as a family. And you're going to teach people how to operate in the sphere of excellence. A sphere of the supernatural. But it's not just going to be gobbledygook nonsense. It's going to be excellence. It's going to be supernatural. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be, you're going to literally see people come into their destiny and into their character. And they're going to say, I'm so glad that you taught me and showed me this is not who I am, but this is actually who I need to be. Amen? God bless you. What's your name? Isaac and? Avery and? Zoe. Whoa. Her name suits her character like Zoe. She's a Zoe. But Father, we just thank you for these two children. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this household. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, just for settling them in and rooting them in. And I just saw your roots going down into this massive, not a well, it was a river that was flowing consistently with God's, everything that God is. Amen? It's not like it's just a stagnant well. It was a river. Amen? God bless you. I just feel also, do you have your parents still alive? Is your parents? I just felt the Lord was going to do some work there. And some stuff going on, and it's just been a little like awkward, and God, how do we deal with this stuff? And I just felt the Lord say, it's going to be okay. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Come. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say the word is for you because I gave your husband a word. But I want to give you a word. And the word is that he's giving you a new script. He's giving you, it's almost like the old script is gone, but this is going to be a new script. It's going to be new ideas. It's going to be new dreams. It's going to be new downloads. It's going to be, it's like when you guys get together and compare notes, it's like, whoa, you took my notes. No, he actually is dreaming the same dreams. You are dreaming the same dreams. You're walking in the same, you're getting it from the same source.
Yeah.
Amen, come on. And I just feel that you guys are both going to emerge into that anointing and that purpose. Amen. And can I just say this to you, all your children are very, very prophetic.
Yes.
Are very prophetic. He may not understand it yet. She may not even think about it yet, but they do. And I just feel God giving you such an amazing impression. You're going to start feeling things. You're going to start sensing things. You're going to start writing things. You're going to wake up at night and say, man, I just had this radical dream. And you know, what is your name?
Harmony?
It's like you speak 25,000 words a minute. He speaks two. And so you've got this evangelistic thing on your life. And people think, why is she excited? We haven't seen the sun for 3 months, but she's excited. Is that true? And so I want to encourage you. How old are you now? You have such a deep, it's like there's a deep call. Deep calls to deep.
Yeah.
And you know that in, did you ever see the Lord of the Rings movie? You didn't see the Lord of the Rings? Okay, well, there's a woman that actually operates. You want to hold a baby? And so, just be observant. And so, And there's this woman in the movie that she has like pointy ears, and her whole thing exists around the bow and the arrow. And I just see you, God says, I'm going to give you the bow and the arrow. The bow is the ability, the arrow is the strength. Come on, you've got some warriors in your house. Amen? Come on, warriors. What's your name? Boy, you can smell a rat 500 miles away. God's given you a great gift of discernment. And sometimes when he said, I don't like that, you've said, oh no, you've got to like it. And it's like, I don't like that. And there's like been a little bit of tension. But God's going to give you the grace. So Father, we just thank you for the grace, the ability. I thank you for this new script in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You can do all things through God. Amen. Come on, you the head and not the tail, brother. So I want to encourage you guys as well. It's like you're in the season, and I just see God adding to you giftings, anointings, and abilities. It's like I've started to dream. I've started to sense things. I've started to feel this. And it's going to be like this new season of discovery. Amen? I'm telling you, new season of discovery. It's not going to be the same as 2018 and 2019. It's going to be totally different in Jesus' name. Amen? What are you trusting God for? My family to be saved. Where do they live? In Alaska? So Father, we just thank you that as she has declared it with her mouth, your word says that because she believes, her whole household will be saved in Jesus' name. And can I just say this to you? It won't be a big deal. I mean, it won't be a tough thing. It won't be like years and years and years, like when you're an old woman of like 90. No, I believe God's going to start to do things quickly. Excuse me? No more. Call that out. In Jesus, that's not his inheritance. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I just sense that you guys have a connection with Hawaii. No, I'm just joking. I know that. You remind me of Patty. She looks like Pat. Amen? Come on. And she has the wit of a Grandpa John. Thank you, Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you for this family. We thank you for the purposes, the plans, the destinies, God, that are unfolding. And can I just say this to you? Every one of them standing here tonight, I see like destinies unfolding. I see in front of every one of you like a red carpet. And as you step up into this place of identity and purpose, I see this carpet starting to move. Come on, can you see that? You've got to see that in your spirit. That as you step and say, yes, God, this red carpet's going to start to unfold, and that unfolding is going to bring you into your destiny and your purpose. Everything you desire in the kingdom is in your hands and your mouth. Amen? Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Amen? You know how to use that very well. Because you are just, that's how God's going to use you. You're going to speak the word of the Lord. And it's like when you feel something's wrong, you're going to question it. And rightly so. Amen. Come on. Same with you. And I just see God awakening this adventure thing. Are you ready for her to go around the world?
Yes.
Good. Because she is.
The day she was born.
Okay. So Lord, we just thank you for the purposes, the plans, the manifest presence, the inquisitiveness of this family. Lord, I pray, Lord, for this household. I pray, Lord, for this husband, this wife, Lord, these children. I thank you, Lord, that this is going to be a season of supernatural release and breakthrough and identities. And it's just like each one of you being given this clean canvas, and I see God helping you to actually draw and to construct what is on his heart on the canvas for your lives. Amen?
Thank you.
Well, caravan. Uncle Luke, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And it's amazing. Like all your kids look like you. So you're going to have to just keep on making them until you find that looks like her. I think what's missing is another girl. Hey, Cooper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you. Now, I didn't prophesy another girl. I just said maybe, you know, like... breathe. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know why I'm seeing two pictures here. I'm seeing you juggling, like juggling stuff, and I see you on a one-wheeled bicycle, a unicycle. And most of your lives, it's been like that, on a little cycle, and you're like, and God says, I'm bringing you into a season of rest. You're not going to have to juggle, brother. You're not going to have to pedal around and try and balance on this thing. God says, I'm bringing great security and stability around you. And your stability is going to come from your identity in Him. And your identity is not going to come through your worship. Your identity is going to come through what He's saying to you. Because your worship is a weapon. Your worship is a weapon. Believe me, when you start worshiping, it's like there's a lot of stuff going on in the spiritual realm. But I just see there's another part of you that God wants to develop. And it's like that creative part of you. Yes, you can sing, but there's something more. And I really want to propose this, that I really feel that it's prophetic intercession. And I saw you birthing things in the Spirit. And I feel that the Lord's going to start to teach you that you actually do have a birth canal. But your birth canal's in your heart. Not down there. Amen? And so you're going to start birthing things in your spirit and in your heart that's actually going to be so amazing, because you'll start seeing an alignment take place, like a convergence. She's running in her lane, in her assignment, you being a dad right now and you being the breadwinner. But there's another aspect of you that God wants you to start to develop, and it's the spiritual side of you. Did you ever see that movie Black Panther? I love that movie because I could understand the language, because they actually filmed it in South Africa. So like, yes, I know what they're saying. And so did you see all the different things this guy could do? God says, I'm going to give that to you. I'm going to give you all sorts of different abilities. And it's even going to shock you, because you thought you're only good for two things, work and bring home the bacon. But God says there's a whole spiritual aspect side of your life that He is about to develop in this season. Amen? So Father, we just thank you for these children. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you're going to help him. I just feel the Lord wants to give him, it's almost like this peace about who he is. It's like he's in between this one, and he's like, I've lost my position. And God's going to give you the grace and the patience. Amen? So, Father, did that all make sense? Okay. God bless you. Who needs prayer? The shop is open. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you were here before, but it's okay. Double portion. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? Sarah, you are a delight to the Lord. How old are you, Sarah? You are so awesome. Father, we thank you for this little girl. We thank you, Lord, that you would minister to her and through her. We thank you, Lord, that she would never miss a beat. I thank you, Lord, that she's observant and she's discerning. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over her tonight. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this one. What's her name? Gabby? Gabriella, like my daughter. Did I name her? Wow, how did that happen? So you were in birth and then I named her? Boy, we must be family, brother. While I was preaching? Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you for these moments. I just feel moments of encounters with God. Moments with encounters with God. It's okay, they all do that. They all do that. Father God, we just thank you that I see something happening. I see like a whole portion of you vanishing, like this side of your body. I just see like this big like thing like this. It's almost like a nodule coming out, and God says you are going to be attached to your wife. And you and I are going to start to run together, because sometimes you experiencing stuff that she hasn't even thought about yet, and it's like you think, there goes my husband again. And God says, I'm bringing you into a place of clarity and unity like never before in the area of the supernatural. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Who's this girl? Your girlfriend. How old are you? Praise God. You can hold my hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is what I feel the Lord saying to you. I feel the Lord saying, He's going to make you sure-footed. I just see your feet being shod with peace. And just, you're walking over the stream, but you're not feeling like you're going to fall in the water, but it's like sure-footed. And you've got to stick to the truth. You've got to stick to who you are. You've got to love your skin. And not allow anybody else to come and mess with that. Yeah. Amen? Because you're very strong. And you've got strong opinions. And you want to do things right. But don't allow people to come and just distort that. Right. Amen? Come on. So Lord, we just thank you for this young woman. We thank you. Love the Lord. Born again. Spirit-filled. Raising the dead. Not yet. I'm just joking. So, Father, we just thank you for this precious young woman. Lord, we thank you for the purposes, the plans. Lord, I thank you even tonight that something in there will start to awaken. Just the sense of God in Jesus' name. Amen? I'm glad you brought it down. Well, guys, bless you. Thank you so much for just waiting on God. Amen. I didn't see you come up. Come. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. I was wondering why you didn't come up. Listen to me. You do hear from the Lord. You do have a very special relationship with Jesus. And I want to tell you, He finds you so... He loves you. He loves you. He loves you when you pitch up. He loves your voice. Your voice has got like the synergy in heaven. So I want to encourage you that you do hear from the Lord. Amen. And hold dear to that gifting and that calling. Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much. Wow, there's some troopers in here. I didn't realize so many people stayed. Wow, that's awesome. It's a blessing, though, to hear what other people's, what the Lord's saying about and to other people, and it allows you to be able to intercede for them and just come alongside that. So that's amazing. We will be back together tomorrow morning at 10 here. And so you're all welcome to come. If you aren't here, I understand. So let's pray and then I'll dismiss. So Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the activation that we experienced here tonight. I pray, Father, that each one of us would begin to step further and further into our calling, our destiny, our gifts, all the things that you've placed in us that were just spoken to us tonight, Lord, that we would step into those things. We love you and we give you all the honor and all the glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. Thank you so much for coming. See you tomorrow.